thing. I suggested she use the time to scour the docks for any hot syntax patches, anything that might shave a day or two off our return trip. Company authorized? She asked. I don't care, I said. What about Ray? Susie asked. Is he going to sit here drinking tea while I work for my pay? I smiled. They had a bickering love-hate thing going. No, Ray can do something useful as well. He can take a look at the Q planes.
Nothing wrong with those planes, Ray said.
I took off my old Ashanti industrial bib cap, scratched my bald spot, and turned to the jib man. Right. Then it won't take you long to check them over, will it?
Whatever, Skip.
The thing I liked about Ray was that he always knew when he'd lost an argument. He gathered his kit and went out to check over the planes. I watched him climb the jib ladder, tools hanging from his belt. Susie got her face mask, long black coat, and left, vanishing into the vapor haze of the docks, boot heels clicking into the distance long after she'd passed out of sight. I left the Blue Goose, walking in the opposite direction to Susie. Overhead, the bulk carriers slid in one after the other. You heard them long before you saw them. Mournful cetacean moans cut down through the piss-yellow clouds over the port. When they emerged, you saw dark hulls scabbed and scarred by the blocky extrusions of syntax patterning, jibs and Q-planes retracted for landing and undercarriage clutching down like talons. The carrier stopped over their allocated wells and lowered down on a scream of thrust. Docking gantries closed around them like grasping skeletal fingers. Cargo handling SARs plodded out of their holding pens, some of them autonomous, some of them still being ridden by trainers. There was a shocking silence as the engines cut, until the next carrier began to approach through the clouds. I always like watching ships coming and going, even when they're holding my own ship on the ground. I couldn't read the syntax, but I knew these ships had come in all the way from the rift. The Aquila Rift is about as far out as anyone ever goes. At median tunnel speeds, it's a year from the center of the local bubble. I've been out that way once in my life. I've seen the view from the near side of the rift like a good tourist. It was about far enough for me. When there was a lull in the landing pattern, I ducked into a bar and found an Aperture Authority booth that took Ashanti credit. I sat in the seat and recorded a 30-second message to Katarina. I told her I was on my way back, but that we were stuck on Archangel for another few hours. I warned her that the delay might cascade through our tunnel routing, depending on how busy things were at the Aperture Authority's end. Based on past experience, an 8-hour ground hold might become a 2-day hold at the surge point. I told her I'd be back, but she shouldn't worry if I was a few days late. Outside, a Diplodocus slouched by with a freight container strapped between its legs. I told Katarina I loved her and couldn't wait to get back home. When I walked back to the Blue Goose, I thought of the message racing ahead of me. Transmitted at light speed up system, then copied into the memory buffer of the next outgoing ship. Chances were, that particular ship wasn't headed to Barranquilla or anywhere near it. The Aperture Authority would have to relay the message from ship to ship until it reached its destination. I might even reach Barranquilla ahead of it, but in all my years of delays, that had only happened once. The system worked all right. Overhead, a white passenger liner had been slotted in between the bulk carriers. I lifted up my mask to get a better look at it. I got a hit of ozone, fuel, and dinosaur dung. That was Archangel, all right. You couldn't mistake it for any other place in the bubble. There were 400 worlds out there, up to a dozen surface ports on every planet, and none of them smelled bad in quite the same way. Tom. I followed the voice. It was Ray, standing by the dock. You finished checking those planes? I asked. Ray shook his head. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. They were a little off alignment, so, seeing as we're going to be sitting here for 8 hours, I decided to run a full recalibration. I nodded. That was the idea. So what's the prob?
The prob is that a slot just opened up. Tower says we can lift in 30 minutes.
I shrugged. Then we'll lift.
I haven't finished the recal. As it is, things are worse than before I started. Lifting now would not be a good idea.
You know how the tower works, I said. Miss two offered slots, you could be on the ground for days.
No one wants to get back home sooner than I do, Ray said.
So cheer up.
She'll be rough in the tunnel. It won't be a smooth ride home.
I shrugged. Do we care? We'll be asleep.
Well, it's academic. We can't leave without Susie.
I heard boot heels clicking toward us. Susie came out of the fog, tugging her own mask aside.
No joy with the rune monkeys, she said. Nothing they were selling I hadn't seen a million times before. Fucking cowboys.
It doesn't matter, I said. We're leaving anyway. Ray swore. I pretended I hadn't heard him.